Timoteo, Arda.
Avete scelto Timoteo per causa.
Ok. Pesuk Arba. אוקיי, מי רוצה
לקרוא? אני
לקרוא, אוקיי.
הן כל מה שברא אלוהים טוב הוא, ואין כל דבר אם אוכלים אותו בברכה.
וגם חמש.
שכן הוא מקודש בדבר אלוהים ובתפילה.
אוקיי, טוב, תודה. יש הרבה אנשים כי מאמינים בישוע. אני חושב שהכל טוב לאכול, כמו לובסטר, כמו שרימפ, לא יודע מילים בעברית, פורק, הכל בסדר. זה אחד פסוק, כי למה? This is one of the verses why in the Brit Hadasha. Aval nachnu tzrichim lirot od pam the to really see it, to really study it. What is this verse really saying? Az ketuv bepasuk arba. Chen kol ma שברא? שבוע, אלוהים טוב הוא. שברא. אלוהים טוב הוא. דבר עם אלוהים אותו, בבקשה. אוקיי. And nothing, everything is to be received with thanksgiving. But the key is in Pasuk Chamesh, because it is sanctified, the food is cleansed by the word of God and by prayer. Many times believers have just thought, hey, it doesn't matter, eat pork, just pray for it, it'll be fine, because it says it'll be sanctified by prayer. Well, what it really says is that it's sanctified by the word of God. Devar Elohim ve in the prayer. So what is Devar Elohim? Well, we know that in Vayikra 11 ketuv hakol ochel ze beseder, hakol ochel ze lo beseder, nachon? That is Devar Elohim. That is the word of God, and it's all connected. In Bereishit, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, it's the Word, and especially the Tanakh, because the Tanakh came first. So, what we really see is that the Brit Hadashah and the Tanakh, they work together. One is not fighting against the other, like that. It's not. They are working together, they are connected. And God would never undo the Tanakh through the Brit Hadashah. He would never make this as some kind of fight. But because of some simple misunderstandings, many, many, in fact, most of the believers in Yeshua around the world have fallen under some misunderstandings that comes because they just haven't seen the history and haven't seen the Tanakh very, very deeply. It hasn't really been taught. Many have not come from any kind of Jewish background. So they're not so familiar with the Tanakh. Mm-hmm. Okay, you'll see. אני מנסה להסביר, אבל כל כך אז זה נכון פה. Pesuk Chamesh, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. מה? שכן הוא מקדוש בדבר אלוהים, מקודש בדבר אלוהים ובתפילה. אוקיי? וגם בפסוק 3, this whole context we're also seeing is that it's talking about here, well, actually, it's talking about how some teachers are trying to tell people to avoid food, avoid certain foods. But it says in Pasuk Shalosh that these are foods that God has created to be received with thanksgiving. So what food has God created for thanksgiving? The clean foods. Vayikra 11. The clean foods are created by God for food. The beef, the chicken, not the shrimp, not the lobster, not the pork. But the foods that are clean, those are clean. They are the ones that are created by Elohim for us to receive with thanksgiving. So does that make sense? This is what this passage is talking about. It's not talking about anything else. What the pagans would consider to be food is not what Elohim considers to be food that's good for us. And we know that for health reasons, it's better to live the way God wants us to live in terms of this too. Because I think that we've seen some health problems. Basar v'chalav. Okay, yofi. The tov. Basar v'chalav. Lama Avraham, who ishtemesh b'sar v'chalav bishvil melchim, malachim. Ze b'Torah, b'Tanach, ein baya.
Talking about the three angels.
Malachim, shlosha malachim. B'Tanach, b'Torah, אין בעיה עם בשר וחלב.
אבל כתוב לא לבשל ותהיה
חלב. לא כתוב. כתוב, do not, סליחה, לא ראיתי את זה בעברית, אבל באנגלית, כתוב, do not cook a goat in its mother's milk. What I think that means is do not cook a goat in its mother's milk. Because...
not the mother's milk is fine.
Yeah. Or... yeah. There was a tradition with the people that... Anashim, the Gara, the Eret, the Eret, עושה משהו כמו זה, בשביל אליל, idol, okay? They were doing that, cooking a goat in its mother's milk, for idols. These were the Canaanites, Canaanim.
And maybe it's something, you know, that something that is not good, maybe genetically or something, you know, maybe we don't know about it, but
could be.
You know, something, you know, it's like plus and plus, it's minus and minus, it can be plus, or something can, maybe it's
could be.
No, but in general, כמו למשל ששוכבים, עושים ילדים מאותה משפחה, יוצאים דפוקים, אתה יכול להגיד למה, כאילו, יש משהו בזה. עכשיו, לא כל מה שאתם יודעים, אבל ככה נאמר, כנראה שזו סיבה טובה.
Overall, I think it's best to, if there is a simple meaning in the scripture, then that's probably the meaning that was meant, normally. Since normally if Elohim wanted to say something clearly, he would repeat it again and again. He would make it clear. He said, make the tabernacle this big, not so big, make this, you know, how many, you know, meters and everything, very, very specific. This about the goat and the mother's milk is just one verse. It's mentioned one time. It's not repeated any other time. I think the simplest thing to do is to just understand it as the simple way that it's read. Also, I think it's not very nice to cook a goat in its mother's milk. It would be quite mean. Yeah, it would be very mean to this poor goat. And we know that Elohim, he cares about animals' feelings as well as people's feelings. He said on the Shabbat, not only should you not work, but your men servants should not work, or your woman servants. Very specific. He doesn't want the men to be resting and the women doing all the work. No, he wants the women to rest too, even if they are just a servant. Only a waitress, she needs to rest also on the Shabbat. And everyone, even the animals, he said, he wants the animals to rest. So don't have the people resting and then you can go for rides all day on the donkey and having fun. No, let the donkey rest as well. Let the donkey have a rest. It's katuf. Even if the donkey falls into the ditch, you must do the work to lift him out of the ditch, because why should the donkey suffer there all day? What does this show? That God cares about the feelings of animals too. And so this, I think, might relate to this thing with the goat and the milk. But when we see that Abraham served milk and meat in the same meal to the angels from heaven, and he never got in trouble for that, then I think it leads us more towards needing to just take the simple reading of do not cook a goat in its mother's milk. And we don't need to pile more meanings into that. With all due respect to people who have put more meaning into that, they're doing the best that they can to understand the word. They love the word. They're trying to understand it. They're doing the best they can. I just don't agree with some of their choices, and that's okay. I think that it's possible for us to read the word and to pray and understand it and apply it to our lives. And what I'm showing tonight is that the Brit Hadashah is consistent. It works together with the Tanakh, and it hasn't changed anything in terms of food, and so we'll all be better off if we continue to eat food according to the Tanakh. And so I'm going to show some more scriptures about that, and I think it'll be interesting. It'll be fun.
What you are saying is the Bible is so simple that other people is got
a little carried away.
Yeah.
With trying to put things where they don't belong.
I think it's almost human nature to make things more complicated than they have to be. You know, Murphy's Law, one of Murphy's Laws, keep it simple. Why do we need somebody to write a funny law like that? Because we normally make things more complicated. When we make things more complicated, it achieves different things. And those reasons might be important to us, why we want to make it more complicated. Maybe it makes us seem smart. Maybe, who knows? But it's just something that we naturally do without even thinking about it. But I think that Elohim made his word simple for us.
Where people had less opportunity of schooling, and now they grew up simple. When you have people that are also associated with that are so super sophisticated and intelligent. So you have, and God made this, and He made it available for everybody. This has got like meat for those who really want the brain stuff. It's got everything there. But if you like a child and you're simple, it's satisfying as well.
some kind of food for everybody, you know, but you, but like you don't have to make something more complicated than it's not. It is not.
Mm.
That's definitely what, and I also.
But it's important to study and to dig into the word. Sometimes it takes work, even though it's simple.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it takes work a little bit to study, to really try to understand what is God trying to say here.
You know all the Bible?
I know a lot of it. Yeah. Yeah.
You know somewhere?
Yeah. I've been studying. Yeah. Yeah. But it's possible for anyone to study and to read it and to spend time, you know,
doing it.
Make it
simple. When I learn the Bible, it's not so difficult to understand. What they need, everywhere they have 20...
explanations. Yeah. Yeah, I believe in making it simple so that, you know, it's easy for everyone to understand. But not everyone has the same style.
Yeah, and it really boils down to what does God want from us? Because this is God's word to us. And then there's a verse in Numbers, or where is it, where it says, what does the Lord require of you?
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple, really. What does God want from us? It's to...
be believers.
Yes, and he says to live, to love mercy,
and righteousness.
Love mercy, love righteousness, and walk humbly with your God. To be righteous, to do the right thing, and from you know the right thing to do is the basic teaching of God, and Yeshua teaches us very simply how to live a life with his help. And then it's to walk humble, to be humble, to always want to learn, and to have mercy. Mercy is that kindness, forgiveness for people, you know those? And how to live, you know, it's there, it's not so complicated. He really shows. And he says, ask and you will receive. If you want to know, if you really want to know, he will show you. He will show you really, sometimes miraculously, he shows me, and I'm a good deal like this, I need love. And then he shows me the word that I really needed, and that really helps me. But it's supernatural.
Amen. But... With the meat and the milk issue, if I find something in the Bible, if someone shows me something that helps me understand why, you know, not to have meat together with milk, then I go by the Bible, and I'm happy to change. I'm happy to change my life. But so
I
far,
don't care, but
I haven't...
Religious people, very religious, they don't like to mix the...
Yeah.
Like she said... You have to wait 5 or 6 hours or something.
Yeah. But yesh gam karaim, Yehudim karaim, who understand that scripture the same way. And they have a long tradition for many, many hundreds of years where they have been studying the scripture, and that's their understanding of it, that it meant, don't do that with a goat because it's idolatry, because it's a ritual, it is a tradition that the idolaters have. So that's why, you know, not to do it. They also take a simple approach to the scripture. And so that's generally the approach, you know, that we take, but sometimes we have a simple understanding and we're wrong. So I've had to correct many things in my life as I study and as I learn more. Normally, what we're going to be discussing tonight is not that, but more about the issue of should people eat pork or not, Is that something that is okay? So we'll look at some more scriptures about that. Some of the scriptures, for example, in Markus.
What do you think?
Well, I've been changing my thinking about it, and I'll let you make your own decision as we take a look in the scriptures. Let's take a look at Markus, and let me see what page it will be. Markus 7. Markus 7, the 68. It's the page 68, 68.
Which one?
Pasuk 19. Okay, 18.
אמר להם, גם אתם חסרי הבנה כל כך, האם אינכם מבינים שכל הנכנס, שכל הנכנס לתוך האדם מן החוץ אינו יכול לטמא אותו? כי אינו נכנס אל ליבו אלא לבטנו ויוצא אל המוצאות, וכך תיהר את כל המאכלים.
יופי. Sometimes in these There's the same story that's also explained in Matti. And so we're going to take a look at Matti, Kumeshesre. It's the same story. And Pasuk Echad.
Which page?
Page 27. Ken, Pasuk Echad. Now, if you want for homework, you can read the whole chapter. Whole chapter 15, Vegam Markus Sheva. And you'll see for yourself that it's the same story in both places. Pasuk Echad, we see that it's the Pharisees, Prashin, and the scribes that came to him and they asked Yeshua a question. All right? So let's see what the question is. Okay. They asked him a question about washing hands, right? They came to Yeshua and they said, why do you and your disciples break the tradition of the elders and you don't wash your hands before eating? Notice they ask, they're asking about the tradition of the elders. They're not asking about the Torah. Because, lo kutub b'Torah, it's not written in the Torah that you must wash your hands before eating. It says you must wash your hands after eating. But washing before is just a good idea. But it's not written as a command. But it was a tradition of the Pharisees, tradition of the elders to wash their hands. And we even see today that, you know, with the little cup and the prayer and the washing that way, special prayer and everything like that. So maybe they had something similar back 2,000 years ago too. Why not? So they're confronting Yeshua and they're saying, why? Why don't you follow the tradition of the elders? And basically, if you read through the whole chapter, you see that what he's saying is that he confronts them right back and says in Pasuk 3 ve'arba, can we read that, Rami? 3?
השיב ואמר להם, מדוע גם אתם עוברים על מצוות אלוהים למען המסורת שלכם? אין אלוהים ציווה, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, ומקלל אביו ואמו מות ומת, אבל אתם אומרים, כל האומר לאביו או לאמו כל דבר משלי שאתה יכול ליהנות ממנו, הרי הוא הקדש, אינו חייב לכבד את אביו ואת אמו. והפכתם את דבר אלוהים למען המסורת שלכם. צבועים, היטב ניבא עליכם ישעיהו באמרו, העם הזה בשפתיו כיבדוני וליבו רחק ממני, ותהי ירתם אותי מצוות אנשים מלומדה.
אמן. בתשע.
Yeah, yes.
So, in summary, he says, well, you're breaking Dvar Elohim by your tradition, because it's written, honor your mother and your father. But you say, Pasuk Chamesh, that whatever you receive from me is a gift to God, whatever you might have received. And so then he's not honoring Pasuk Shesh. He's not honoring his father or mother. And then Yeshua says, you have made Dvar Elohim, the commandment of God, like nothing according to your tradition. So, who do you think you are coming to me with your tradition, saying, you're breaking the tradition of the elders by not washing your hands before eating? He says, don't you think, maybe, that you should honor the Dvar Elohim more than the tradition? I mean, this is the word of God that we're talking about here. So this is what the confrontation is all about. So I just want to put that in context. This is something that happened many, many times. Yeshua... So then he goes and he begins to teach the people. Mm-hmm. And he starts with that in 10 and 11. You want to...
הוא קרא לעם ואמר להם, שמעו והבינו, לא נכנס אל הפה מטמא את האדם, אלא יוצא מן הפה, זה מטמא את האדם.
Amen. And the gum,
he's talking about food,
but he's talking about food which was eaten with washed hands, or food that is eaten with hands that were not washed. He's not talking about, he's not trying to say that eating pork will not make a man dirty. He's not saying that. The whole discussion is about whether it's okay to eat food without washing hands. Because that's what we see in Pasuk Shain.
You think that there is a connection between Pasuk Shain and Pasuk Ten?
Of course. He just finished quoting Isaiah to the people that, the Pharisees. Then he continues the same conversation talking to the people. And I can prove it. The Pasuk Ezrim, okay, it's Tishasre, the Gamitri. Okay? Kimin Halev. Kimin Halev. From out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murders, adultery, all of these things, false witness, blasphemy, the truth, Ithrin. Elahem. These are the things that defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. Mm-hmm. So, the subject is the same. It's one continuous conversation, and he returns to the same subject. Like I said, in Marcus Sheva, it's the same story. So, he's accomplishing a few things here.
Because we grew up as Christians, reading the Bible, thinking God suddenly just said, okay, now it's okay. We can eat everything. But slowly I had to learn that he's not changing these words, but because he said very specifically in the Leviticus in the Torah, that you cannot eat pork. He said very clear, very clear. You cannot eat meat, animals, you cannot eat. So why should he suddenly change that? It doesn't make, okay, these are really my things to me, but you know, we add everything, we thought. But now, if you really deeply see, you see that he's not changing it really. And that's how people understand it. Without without reading it carefully. Or we just simply never read it carefully because it's easier to say, well, let's eat it. Let's just eat it, you know. And, it never satisfied me because I thought, why does God change his word for me?
אתה לא יכול להסתכל על פסוק אחד ולפרש אותו עד שאתה מבין אותו ישר. צריך להסתכל על הקשרים, למה, כאילו, על מה זה. והרבה, חלק גדול מהפרשנויות של הדתיים, של אנשים שפרשו את התורה, הם בסוף לוקחים מילה אחת ומפרשים אותה. אתה לא יכול לקחת מילה אחת ולפרש אותה. אתה צריך את המילה הזאת לקשור לפסוק. לכל המשפט, ואת כל המשפט תקשור לכל הפרק. אם אתה לא חושב את זה, אז אתה יכול ללכת לאיבוד בפרשנויות שלך. וגם אני פעם ראשונה שאני רואה את זה משהו עכשיו, אבל זה נכון, זה מאוד מעניין. זה אותו רושם שזה נכון.
אתה לא אוכל פה.
אה?
אתה לא אוכל פה.
לא, תשמע, אני עד עכשיו, בדרך כלל לא אוכל, בדרך כלל לא, אבל עד עכשיו לא חושב, אני גם חשבתי שמותר לכל הכל, אבל אני מתחיל להבין ש... לא יאמר לא, וזה נשאר לו, ואני חשבתי שזה השתנה, אבל לא, אני מתחיל להבין שלא. אני מסתכל ואני רואה וואלה. אני אומר שזה חשוב לזמוך על זה, אחרי אתה לא יודע.
כן, וצריך להשתמש זמן, לקרוא, לקרוא לכל, לכל המקומות, there are other places. But if we don't do everything tonight, then we can do also next week, and because there's some more places as well. But one thing, פעם אחת במתי חמש, זה חשוב.
When you say מתי, you mean מתתיהו?
כן. מתתיהו is considered the ספר אחד בשביל ברית חדשה. מתתיהו, מרקוס, לוקס וגם יוחנן. These four guys wrote stories about the life of Yeshua. Sometimes they told the same story, and sometimes they tell about a different day in Yeshua's life. But sometimes there's the same story, the same day is in three of these books, or sometimes two or one. So what we look at now is in Matityahu Chumash, Matityahu, he was a Jew. All of the writers of the Brit Hadashah, Yehudim. Hakod, Yehudim.
Yeah.
Ken. Ani Choshev, הכל הולך בתורה וגם מאמין בישוע המשיח. The writers of the Brit Hadashah, in my opinion, they of course believed in Yeshua, of course, but also they walked in the Torah. That's my opinion.
What page is it on?
Shmone. Masi, now this is the first recording of Yeshua speaking publicly to a group of people. Because in Masi Echad, he's not even born yet.
Okay.
So we're very, very soon. Then in Chumash, this is the first time. So this is Chashuv Meot. The first time he's speaking to people, and what are some of the things he says? We're going to look at just a couple, just a little bit here. חמש, פסוק 17.
אל תחשבו שבאתי לבטל את התורה או את הנביאים. לא באתי לבטל כי אם לקיים, אמן, אומר אני לכם, עד אשר יבוא השמיים והארץ, אף יוד אחת או תג אחד לא יבוא מן התורה בטרם יתקיים הכל.
יופי. אל תחשבו. Do not think. It's almost like he's saying, don't even think that I have come to destroy the Torah or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Was it fulfilled? Likayim?
Lemale.
To lift it up. This is what he did. Now, some people would say, some Christians would say, that he fulfilled it, so we don't have to. He did it, he did the Torah, he lived according to the Torah, and now Christians are free from the Torah, don't have to worry about it. But that would be then saying that it's the same as destroying the Torah. If he lived the Torah but destroyed it for Christians, so they don't have to do it, well, that doesn't make any sense according to what he said here, because he would be destroying it. Furthermore, Pesuk Shmona Asrei, he's saying that until heaven or earth pass away, not one little bit from the Torah will be wiped away. So all we have to do is look around us. Roli, Yeshamai, are the heavens still here?
Mm-hmm.
Is the earth still here? Then the Torah has not been done away with.
Yeah.
This is the words of Yeshua in his... Someday, the heavens and the earth maybe will be destroyed. We can see that in the prophets. But, you know, it hasn't happened yet. And what we're doing here is we're searching. We're looking for the real Yeshua. And we're finding that Yeshua is just like the prophets said he would be. Moses said that there will come another prophet like me, who will bring you, who will teach you and guide you, and he will be like me. Mm-hmm. And I believe, in my opinion, that is Yeshua. And so how can Moshe bring the Torah, and then Yeshua comes, and the prophet said that he would be like Moshe, but yet he destroys the Torah? It doesn't make sense. Furthermore, it goes against his own words right here. He's saying, don't think that I've come to destroy the Torah, but to fulfill it. And let's go even further. We read, Shva Atzrei Veshmona Atzrei, nachon? Okay. Efshar likro Tesha Atzrei?
לכן כל המפר אחת מן המצוות הקטנות האלו ולמד כך את הבריאות, קטון יקרב במלכות השמיים. אבל כל האופר מלמד הוא גדול יקרב במלכות השמיים.
יופי. אז...
This is your job.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is my job.
Where you come from?
Any of bro.
I think that we all have the potential to be gadol, to be great, in the kingdom of heaven. If we learn the word and study it and teach it and help others to learn it as well. And that's what I want to do. And there's room for more. Everyone can participate.
You're doing it.
But this is very radical. What I'm teaching is very strange for many Christians to hear this, because of the misunderstanding that has become so popular. You know, in Marcos Sheva, you know, the normal Christian understanding is to think that when he's talking about what comes out of the heart, is what makes a man unclean. What goes into the mouth does not make a man unclean. Many Christians from the Goyim would naturally think that means you can eat pork. It doesn't make you unclean. But see, if you understand Vayikra, if you understand HaTanakh, HaKol HaTanakh, you would never think that pork is the seder. But many of the Christians, they don't understand. They haven't really been taught the Tanakh in such a way that they respect it. And that's a problem that I'd like to fix.
Yeah, I think in the Christian world, the belief is very much towards freedom from things that bind you, too many rules, because that can take you away from experiencing the grace that God has, the grace and the mercy that God has, if you occupy yourself all the time with following rules. So they're really against that. So what they've done is there's an expression that says they threw out the baby with the bathwater. They threw out everything. So they basically read a lot of the New Testament and they read the Psalms, but when it comes to the Old Testament, not really so much. But I'm talking about many, it's not everybody, but a lot of Christians. So they have no connection really with Israel or the Jewish people, the religious people. They see them as just following too much rules. But now, unfortunately, they're reading it. They're not reading it because they think it's not so necessary. And I grew up like that too. You know, I also only much later in my life did I read it, but still I never thought it's applicable to me. So we are also on a bit of a journey, I'm personally, to learn how did he celebrate Shabbat?
To learn or to understand?
To understand and to learn. How did Yeshua celebrate Shabbat? What is expected from us?
Don't you before?
Shabbat, the feast, the food, mm-hmm. Now I'm understanding it better. So, and to see really what we can learn, because what he does is enrich it. It makes it more rich. It makes it more full. It's it's blessing to know what it's
doing. Amen. Yeah. But in the process of understanding and learning, to separate what Devar Elohim says from the tradition. Sometimes the traditions are okay if they connect okay with the Devar Elohim. But sometimes the traditions have gone onto a different path. They've split into a different direction. And so by the time you get 500 years down the road, you see that the tradition is very different from the Devar Elohim. And that's we saw that already in Markus 7, Ve'emati that their traditions were different from what the word said, but they were following the tradition very religiously. But he came to say, why don't you follow the word of Elohim instead of the tradition? Why do you allow the tradition to make you break the word of Elohim? It's not right. Yeshua came from God. He is God. Isaiah 11, the Ketuv, that he is the arm of Yahweh. And forgive me, I'm going to say his name. Adonai is Yahweh. Elohim, his name is Yahweh. And Yeshua means Yahweh has become salvation. And Yehoshua, Yahweh, Yah, is salvation. So in Isaiah it's written, he is the arm of Yahweh. So he came, and even Ketuv Be'Yochanan, that he is the word of Elohim. And so if he is the word, if he came in the flesh, he arrived in a body, but he's still the word of Elohim, then I think we can trust him to live correctly the word of Elohim. And so I just want to learn more and study more and teach more about the word of Elohim and how Yeshua lived it, so that we can make it easier for all of us to follow his word and to begin to understand the difference between his word, his life, against the traditions. Not all traditions are bad. There's many good traditions. But if they go against the word of Elohim, then I don't want them in my life.
Yep.
So next week, we're going to look into this a bit more. If you'd like, I'd like to ask you to read Shlichim Esther. Let's see what page that will be on. Maashi Shlichim. Okay. Maasei Shlichim. Okay.
What page?
Shtayim Leot V'Shmoneh.
No,
my time. I keep saying my time this morning. Okay, Hakol, a chapter, and we can also review what the verses that we looked at tonight. Markus 7, Matthew 15, Matthew 5. We can review those this week. But for the new reading, before we meet again, Be'erev Yom Shlishi, let's read Shlichim Esther. Matan
Bishmoy. What took place in Chapman Yasu? Sorry, what happened in Yasu?
It's a very... very interesting story, what happened. It's amazing.
Sarah's stone here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yofi. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. That was very interesting.
Good. Good. You're welcome.
Thank you for the prayer at the beginning of the evening for the lady.
Yeah, it's a joy to pray, and I love to pray all the time. My day is like an ongoing conversation with God.
Yeah, but this is on us.
I don't think anybody ever prayed for us.
Wow.
Not something that ever happened.
Wow.
I have
one in my car.
I have one big, but would be enough for them.
In the small one in your drawer, I saw one in the small big one. Now the big one is not the big of language.
Where I have it?
Oh, obviously. In
the
you have some in your
drawer.
I have to finish a few things.
It'll work out. Yeah.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I just like everything to be perfect. Not
this
one
is ours. You will see. Yeah. It's
interesting.
I'm up there. Is this the master?
Yeah.
I think that you can see a master.
It's a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
נכון.
אתה יכול לרשום פה, יש לך
אין. או כמו מסודר, how it all set up.
כשיש לך פה, אתה רואה, יש לך פה את זה. אז זה שוב הבית, אבל אה? אם פה יש לך את ה... אז מסע שליחים, הנה, מסע שליחים, רואה את העמוד פה, מסע שליחים, מה זה פרק עשר?
You find out some interesting things.
No, זה משהו אחר.
I could. I might sometime. But right now, I've got an agreement with one publisher who makes one book. It's the Brit Hadasha, Aramit ve'Englit. But if I make agreements with other publishers, then I could have other ones too. Like these, it might be nice to have these and to carry them around with me, you know. Yeah, when people are interested, then they can get them. But if you want one like this, I'm in Jerusalem a lot, and there's some stores there. I can always pick one up for you if you would like. Okay, it's around. It's normally around 200 shekels, something like that. Okay, I'll bring it. Those ones are printed to be given away for free. They're printed special to be given as gifts. Yeah. So, yeah.